Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Have you laughed yet today? It's LOL day, laugh out loud day for your good health. And hopefully we'll find something to laugh about with Wendy Richter, who is Director of Victim Services, Family Crisis Support Network. Not starting out on the laugh side, but April is the month to raise awareness.
Right. So we talk about Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and you know, of course, we always bring out stats, and maybe I shouldn't do that if we want to laugh out loud, because statistics...
We'll laugh at the end.
Yeah, there you go. Statistics in sexual assault just aren't much to laugh about, and especially when we see it going on here in rural Iowa.
Yeah, it happens all over, and we're just part of that picture. And we're going to have you come back a little later in April, and we'll talk more seriously about that. So we are going to turn more to what I think is more fun, cake bites. And, you know, Wendy, well, first of all, you need to tell people what are cake bites, just in case there's somebody that doesn't know.
Cake bites, it's a mixture of cake and frosting, and then it's got a candy coating on it. They're frozen. It's a little frozen treat that, especially now, you know, now that we're hitting 90-degree temperature, would be great to have in your freezer.
And also when we talk about health, they're small. And so, you know, you don't have to quit eating all of that stuff that's high calorie and most of us think is really yummy. Just eat it in smaller portions. And these are just perfect.
Exactly. And I haven't told many people this, but one of the last times I was making them, I went ahead and figured out the calories. I don't know if you want me to go ahead and disclose that.
I suppose.
They're only about 80 calories for one bite. And that is before we started, when we were using oil versus using applesauce. And they taste just the same, but, you know, you use the applesauce and it takes the calories out.
So. Hey, I think that's a good marketing point, because you know all the companies that now have stuff on the market, snacks that are 100 calories.
Right.
Hey, we can beat that.
Right, except when I eat cake bites.
let's not go there.
I eat like four of them.
Yeah.
So there's our laugh out loud. There we go.
Yeah, there we go. And you could... you can get two bites out of it, even though it's called a cake bite. You know, I think most people don't just, well,
pop,
do
like,
pop the whole thing in their mouth.
Unless they're 12 years old,
yeah,
right?
Exactly, yeah. So a couple bites, but they're sweet.
They're sweet. They're great. We have, for our cake bite fundraiser, we have four flavors. We have cherry, mint, orange, and lemon. And so not only are the flavors good, but the presentation of it is great. They come in a little clear container that we put ribbons in, so perfect for spring activities. We will have them ready in time for Mother's Day. So you'll have them for Mother's Day. But, you know, again, we've had women who have purchased them and used them for bridal showers, baby showers. Great arrangement for the table.
Anytime you want to add some great color, that would be good. Great gifts as well as to eat yourself.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I know that when we were setting up for the craft show on Saturday, I had one gal say to me, I've got an order for 10. And I said, great, you know, thinking 10 different people. And she said, no, that was one person ordered 10 packages of cake bites. So,
whoa, we're off and
yes,
running.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
We are.
And there is a limit.
Yes. We have a limit of 100 containers that we make, which
means
1,200 cake bites.
So this is a really good deal. When you compare this to other things you might buy, it is very economical.
It is, and it's for a good cause, a great cause.
Yes. And we'll mention that cause again here in a minute. But let's talk a little more about cake bites. How do you get 1,200 made, Wendy? You personally, I know you can make a bunch in a hurry, but you don't make all of those yourself.
Oh, no, we have some helpers, our friends of the family, that is our auxiliary for Family Crisis, assists. And although it's different than the pumpkin rolls that we do in the fall, where we have 75, 80 volunteers come in and do this, we probably have 10 or 12, just because it's a longer process to make the cake bites than it is the pumpkin rolls, but we're also limited on where we make it and how much room we have, so we can't have as many people. We've done it at Harrisdale, and we've also done it at Hy-Vee. So both those areas, we don't have as much space as we do, say, the parish center. Yeah.
So they spread out with those pumpkin rolls.
Exactly.
Yeah. But anybody that wants to help with either one of those, you know, I guess some people are already signing up to help with pumpkin rolls.
Oh, yes, yes.
Which is great.
Yeah, Isla's had several phone calls, so yeah, great that we're getting ready for the fall.
Go over those flavors again, kind of what the combinations are.
We have in each container now, and I know that some people, this is kind of hard. We don't just sell the lemon. When you buy a container, you get each flavor. You get lemon, cherry, mint, and orange. Now, I have said at the end, because they don't always come out to be exact, there might be a chance that at the end we have one whole package or one container of lemon left over or one of cherry. But you kind of have to wait for those until the end.
You can't order those.
Right, yeah. Right. We can sell them, but you can't order them.
So is there a chocolate one in there?
The mint is chocolate.
Okay.
So it's a chocolate cake bite with a mint flavoring in the cake and mint flavoring in the candy coating that goes on the outside of it.
And the cherry one is?
Very cherry. So it's cherry cake with cherry frosting. And then the orange and the lemon are... The orange is orange-flavored cake, and it's just an orange coloring. There's no orange flavor in the frosting. And then the lemon is lemon cake, and then just a yellow frosting to make it look like.
Yeah. And they're easy to eat. They're easy to display. They're just easy to use. And I wanted you to mention, talking about easy to eat, you did treat the Rotary to cake bites.
So if anyone attended the Rotary auction last fall, we provided the dessert for the Rotary auction, and that was cake bites. So anyone, and I know that there were several that talked to me that night and said, I want some. So if you were one of those individuals that attended the Rotary auction and you wanted some, now is your time to order. And like you said, we do have a limit. So we're just like the pumpkin rolls in the fall. We'll get to that limit, and then we'll be taking, you know, you might be put on a list that if someone didn't pick theirs up or didn't pay for them, you might get one. But if you want them, call now.
Yes, because if there were 10 more people, 9 more people who wanted 10, the ordering would be done.
Exactly.
So don't wait. And talking about ordering, how do we do that?
You can give us a call. The number is 243-6615. And, you know, like I say, that's our office. It also rolls over into the crisis line on nights and weekends, so it is answered nights and weekends. We just ask that you don't call at 2 o'clock in the morning and order cake bites.
Yeah.
But if that's the time that you remember, I guess we have to accept
you
that.
You take the call. There'll be somebody there to take the call. And
or you can stop by our office. That's the other opportunity is the office is right across the street from the Catholic Church here in Atlantic. It's a big white Victorian house. And we are usually there 9 to 4.
Okay. Well, and what's the price? I don't think we've mentioned
The price is $6 per container.
For 12 cake bites.
And
that's a deal.
Yes.
Yes. Now, mentioning that they can come to your office and come in the door where you're located, let's talk a little bit about, first, I'm thinking about, as they come in the door to do their order, they could bring something with them to donate.
Oh, absolutely. We take cash.
Yeah, cash is always fits the right color.
Right.
But what else are you needing?
Yeah, we also take in-kind donations, and that list changes periodically because, for example, if we have a Boy Scout club that decides they want to do a drive or something for us, they might decide toothpaste and toothbrushes. Well, then all of a sudden we have 75 toothbrushes that come in, so we no longer need that. Some of the things that are on the list right now, mops and brooms, cleaning supplies, batteries and light bulbs. And again, I say this all the time, anything that you need in your home, not only do we need for our shelter, but we also put up little baskets that we give to the women that we're working with once they get into their own home. Mm-hmm. So again, they need all that stuff. And that helps them because then they can use their funds and their money to pay for the utilities and the rent that they need, and they don't have to worry about all the supplies.
And usually their income is very, very low.
Right.
I'm thinking diapers might be something that you hardly ever have enough of.
That's true. And again, it depends on the size. Like right now, we're out of newborn. But the good thing is the Child Abuse Prevention Council is doing a fund drive for us and West Central Community Action to collect diapers. So they're doing that in the community and those drop-off locations. Hy-Vee. Oh, I apologize that I don't have
Fairway,
all this. Yeah.
No. Molly?
Yes, Molly was one of
them. I was listening to KJN this morning.
Oh, thank you. I was rushing out here.
Yes, exactly. And they can always call
right.
to order their cake bites or if to find out what you might need. Because I know sometimes right. you need furniture of various kinds, but you don't have big
right.
storage space.
We don't have a lot of storage for that, but we can take some like beds that we can stand up in the garage mm-hmm. or different things that we can stack.
So 243-6615. And specifically, who is it that Victim Services Family Crisis Support Network serves?
We serve victims of crime. So we're probably best known for domestic violence, sexual assault, sexual abuse, but we also have worked with burglary victims, arson victims, elder abuse. I could go on and on.
Yes. So if you have any questions or you want to order cake bites, now is the time to call.
Yes.
243-6615. Don't miss out on those yummy cake bites. Thank you very much, Wendy Richter, Director of Victim Services, Family Crisis Support Network, for being with us this morning. And because we're talking about LOL today, I want you to know that 15 minutes of laughter, that's quite a bit, equals the benefit of 2 hours of sleep.